What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You got Catalina V and Jester in the house on this Friday night. What's up, V?
What up?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since you've been in. How you been?
I've been really good. I'm so glad to be back. It's been a long time.
She left you.
Step two.
So what's been going on in your life? How's the lockdown treating you?
Sadly, it hasn't been any fucking difference because I have no life and I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom. Unemployed already, so no change.
Hey, you're ahead of the curve.
I was like, hey, I've been here for what? How old is he? 4 years?
That's dedication. I don't care what anybody says. That is dedication.
If anything, like, the highlight of our day is going to the school to pick up lunch. And he will decide, like, he'll look and be like, no, let's go to the next school. Let's see what they got. he'll be like, Mom, do they have Lucky Charms? And I'm like, no. He'll be like, no, let's go.
He has standards. That's good. He knows what he likes.
Yeah.
He's all, fuck them. Cocoa Puffs, we're out. Peace.
Yeah.
That is not what I signed up for. Fuck that bullshit.
I tell him, baby, get up. We got to go to school. He's like, I don't want to go to school. I said, no, we're going to get like food and Lucky Charms. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
He's all, next time lead with that.
Right. Or he'll tell me, like, you go. I'm like,
bring me back some Lucky Charms.
I'm like, you're four. I can't leave you. Yeah, he's like, go, you go. And I'm like, Jonathan, they won't give me anything unless you're there.
He's all, I gotta go fetch my own food?
Yeah, the hell, like, is this? How am I gonna roll up for school lunch and no kid?
My kid sent me to get it. He said, come back with food or I'll break your thumbs.
You bring my Lucky Charms? And I'm like, they had Fruit Loop. This isn't the same.
Then yeah. Why are you back here? Get right, back out right. There.
He's like, at least some Uncrustables, Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I get what you mean. Like, it's been a lot of the same for me. We've just been staying here and, you know, working on more music projects, cleaning the house a lot. And it's just like, there's nothing else to do. And then, like, I still have people hitting me up going, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, jack shit. Oh.
What'd you do yesterday?
More jack shit.
I cleaned the kitchen. No, I don't even get it clean because poor guy can't go to the park. He doesn't understand. He's tearing up the house, breaking shit. Like, I'm running out of stuff. And I don't even have, like, things or nice things. And now, well, I don't know.
No, I totally get you. Like, I knew at one point. You know, because we've known each other for forever. Mm-hmm. So I knew at one point we were going to have kids, and it still didn't prepare me for that bullshit that happened, like, after we actually got them.
Like, he got stuck in a lampshade. That was, like, 2 days ago. He runs up to me, and he's wearing a lampshade. One, I didn't know I had one. And he's crying that he's stuck. And I'm laughing at him. Like, I don't have any entertainment. So, you know, what dumb as shit is he going to do that I can laugh at? And he's stuck in a lampshade. And he's crying. And I recorded. Yeah. I didn't know I had a lampshade.
You know, I did the same thing. I had one of them that had a Pringles can. Already you see where this is going. Didn't want to let go of the fucking chips. Couldn't get his hand out. Kept telling him, let it go. You can just turn the jar over afterwards. No, yeah. He wanted to hang on to it. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. And then I get blamed for everything he does. I'm like, oh, yes, I decided to break your toys. Because I've got money to go to the store and buy more toys. I ain't going to no store. That shit's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people that have like way more kids than I do, and you know them having to make store runs and like when they were doing the school thing, and I was like, jeez, there's no way. I'm like, I'm so glad like that, especially right now. Like I have like the China number of approved kids. It was like one per parent, or was it the Philippines? One per parent.
I think China.
You're allowed one.
That's what I got, and it's hard as hell. I don't know how they do it, because it's hard. I could use some help. Like, I wish I had someone to tag in.
No wonder my parents look all frazzled every time I see them now that they're old.
That's our fault.
Yeah. That sunk in a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, man. And then I thought about something stupid the kids did, and I was like, oh, fuck.
That's where it's at. Think of the shit you did, and you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope mine don't do half the stupid shit I did. That's going to be a lot of, like, that's going to be a lot of money spent in, like, home repair.
Right.
Repairing walls.
And he's already a child, and the destruction already. The bathroom, I don't even know. He decided to rip out the toilet paper holder from the wall. Why? Fucking two holes in the wall.
He was protesting like, the hoard buying, the panic buying.
You know, Thanks to my couponing skills, I already had my stockpile. I think back to when all the cashiers are like, what are you going to do with all this stuff, Emma? How you like me now, bitch?
I'm preparing for the apocalypse, ho. Mind your business.
Yeah, well, you know me. I just like having that security of supplies.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty stocked up because I generally make one big run every like month and a half to 2 months. So
I was like, financially, it's better that way.
Yeah, it's easier than it saves me having to deal with those fucking stores. Oh, man.
And I have everything at home except groceries, right? And going in there with a toddler who's an asshole.
Ugh. I think that's a prerequisite, right, for being kids.
Shit. Yeah. I love him. I love that. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, no, I totally get you. Because, like, Buck Checker asked me, why don't you want to take him with you? Because he's an asshole. That's why.
But he wants to stay in the car. And I want to let him, but unfortunately, society frowns upon that. And I'm like, why? He's air conditioned. He's got his fucking tablet. He's chilling with his snacks. If he goes in there, he's going to get a disease and die, which I don't believe. But I'm just trying to win the argument of why my kid should stay in the car.
You know, be like, look at him and go, fine, fuck it, you watch him. Apparently, you're not doing anything except standing around harassing people.
Right, since you have so much time on your hands, Karen.
Right?
You watch the motherfucker. No, and I've let him. I've let him, and I have to cover him with the windshield shade so people don't know there's a kid in there.
He just put a bunch of mannequins in the car next to him.
No, I cover him. Like, you can't see him. Thank God for window tinting, too. Well, he doesn't want to go. And I don't want to argue. And I don't want to take him.
No, I get it. And I don't think there's a parent out there that doesn't get it. Either be quiet or walk home.
Seriously.
How many times have you wanted to say that?
He's got his tablet. He's either air conditioned or the heater. Like, he's comfortable. And he's got snacks. Why does he want to go and behave in a grocery store?
Right.
He's like, I'm sure he's thinking, like, I don't want to deal with this bitch. Yeah. That's my kid, though. It's me.
No, what worries me is when it's too quiet and you, like, you don't hear shit for like 15 minutes.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. And then you're like, I've been in those moods where I'm like really watching something or I'm playing a game and I'm like way into it. And I'm like, fuck, every second I sit here is probably costing me like $3. Three additional bucks.
Yeah. Or he'll come running out of where whatever bedroom he was in and he's naked. And then he's got this smile on his face and his eyes are big and I'm like, fuck.
Come look at the size of the turd I just left on the floor.
Oh, turds. Yeah.
The phrase is like, hey, somebody threw up in my room.
And took a shit in your shoes. I don't know who.
That fucking dog. We don't have a dog. Damn, that fucker sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
My imaginary friend shit in my underwear. The fucking ridiculous shit they come up with sometimes is just like, I just stand there and look at them. I'm like,
yeah, I tell him.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just tell him, that sounds good to you? Like, you buy that. Like, you, listen, let's say it again. I did that. Oh, okay.
Really? And that's the way you want to live your life, huh?
Right? Right. Yeah, that's your final answer. You're going to go with that.
So you missed it. The last episode, I put up a picture during the episode of the picture that I have hanging wherever I want the kids to clean something. And it's, if you guys want to check it out, it's at the end of the last episode. We're kind of talking about, like, oh, it started off when I was telling them about how when my family crosses the sink of full dishes, they turn into like a fucking blind chipmunk.
I saw that and I was laughing because since I'm the only one in my house, I was like, yeah, I'm guilty. I didn't see that counter full of dishes. I don't know who's going to do it and see it. And I'm the only one in the house.
Well, I don't know if you remember when I was living in that one-bedroom apartment in Alhambra, and yeah. I only had, like, three plates, but I had, like, the cabinet stocked full of paper plates.
The good old days.
People would always ask me, why do you have so many paper plates? It's like, do you like doing dishes? No, okay, neither do I. They're like, well, doesn't that get expensive? I'm like, nah. Less expensive than running the water, and, like, I'm like,
taking my time.
Yeah, I mean, and then it saves the problem of having to do the fucking dishes.
Yeah, and then them staying there and rotting. Mold.
Fur. Yeah, it's like throwing away old critters. Pots and pans.
Yeah, you're like, nah, fuck it. I did that recently with Tupperware. I was like, I got another box. Thank you, coupons.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like just thinking about the plates thing just kind of takes me back to, like, that was, what, 2004, 2005, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, like, living on fucking ramen, beer, and popcorn.
Oh, so ain't shit changed. Okay, I love ramen. Love it.
Well, some things have changed. I noticed that I can't hit it as hard as I used to. Like, I remember, like, last week I got brave and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to drink three nights in a row or drink hard. Yeah, no. After the first, like, night and a half, I was all, ooh, what the fuck? I don't remember this shit happening before.
I hear you. I mean, life has changed since I've had a child and I'm a single mom. So, I'm sober. Like, today, drinking, having a cigarette, holy shit, like, calm down. Calm down.
I know, dude, so many things have changed. It's just like, I'm waking up with fucking aches in places that I didn't even know I could fucking ache. I was like, the fuck is this bullshit? I'm like, you would have thought I was an ex fucking WWF wrestler and all the fucking places I hurt.
Yeah, it makes me so sad because my kid wants to roughhouse and I'm like, yeah, oh no, don't touch me. And I'll even get upset because I'm in that much pain of my back that I'm like, I'm sorry, like, don't touch mommy right there. Don't jump on me. And I feel so bad because he's a boy. He's supposed to do that shit. And now I can't hang with the fucking toddler. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's just, it's crazy. Like, I wish somebody would have warned me, like, hey, when you get to this age, you might want to, like, slow down just a little bit because you're going to be fucking hurting in the morning.
Or like up your supplements or something. Like grease the wheels beforehand because it is true. You get up out of bed or a chair and there's all this crocking and popping and you're like, what the fuck?
I'm like, I sound like the goddamn Rice Krispies fucking cereal.
Yeah. It's not a joke. It was real. Real.
And now my mom goes, now do you feel bad for laughing at your dad? I'm like, no. I'm like, nah. Nope. It was still funny. Like, I don't apologize for jokes, woman.
Have you ever been in a sitting position and you go to stand up and wham, you sit right back the fuck down? Because it hurts so bad in your back. Yeah, that happened to me on the fucking toilet. Oh. I got up and I was like, oh no. Boom.
Guess we'll finish the log cabin after all.
Guess I'm just going to sit here. My kid loves going to the toilet and YouTube. Like, he'll ask me for his tablet or my phone. He's like, I go poo-poo.
So, can you get your phone handy? Why? I got to take a shit.
Yeah. He closes the door, too. I'll open the door, and he's, like, literally sitting all the way. I'm like, is your butt touching the water? No. Yeah.
He's all, no. That's gross. Okay, maybe a little bit, but.
Whatever. Who am I to judge how you take a shit? Like, that's why the door is closed. That's how he wants to take a shit? Fuck. It's his body.
Wait till you come in and he's facing the other way using the fucking tank as an armrest. It's even worse when they do it while they're eating a bowl of cereal.
I'm not going to judge him because I had an apartment where the mirror was behind the toilet. So I can go to the bathroom and, like, pluck my eyebrows, do some makeup, apply a face mask. Yeah, so I'm not going to judge. I've been there.
Closest thing I've come to that is one of our buddies, when he was living in San Francisco, he had this tiny fucking shoebox of a studio apartment that when he was in art college. So the bathroom was so fucking small. Like, I went to go take a shit and the fucking sink was over the top of my lap. Like, I could literally sit there and take a shit and brush your teeth at the same time.
Like in the airplane or something.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine like that with the fucking, like, where the sink was going this way and the toilet's going that way.
Or the cruise ship. Bathrooms.
Yeah. Not even that big.
Oh, and they're tiny.
Yeah. You squish it together by another 2 feet, and that was how. I thought it was a closet.
It probably was. It probably was. They're like, we could put a toilet and rent this bitch out.
Basically, our studio was bigger than his apartment.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the size of an apartment.
Well, not his.
No, that was the Section 8 style.
But my God, that guy always had good weed.
Well, using the toilet that way, like, you could take a shit, have your beer,
roll your joint,
get your hair, your fucking makeup on, or do your hair, and then you're like, yeah.
And you know what? I found that I've gotten more bold with, like, the weed smoking as I've gotten older. Like, I'll do shit like smoke joints in the shower. It's really liberating. You should try it and change your life around forever.
I guess you could say I did the girl thing, right? In the tub, you know? You soak in the tub.
How'd you keep it lit?
Huh?
How'd you keep it lit?
Wait.
Okay. Never mind.
You're just lying in the tub and you lay it off to the side.
Okay.
Soaking in water.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like blazing in the hot tub.
Yeah, I haven't done that, but I'd like to.
Yes, you have.
Oh, shit!
Yes, you have. I was there.
Apparently, I wasn't. Now I remember. Oh, man.
That was a long... Could you imagine if we pulled an all-nighter like that, like, tomorrow? Fuck no, we'd be dead by Monday.
Oh, my God. How can I forget? That was the first time.
That's probably all you forgot. That's how you know it was good.
Oh, man. I just remember being like, this isn't working.
Yeah. No, I remember that. I was like, this isn't working. Right here, take it. I was like, I don't know how it's not working for you. I'm high as fuck. I'm not going to do anymore. That's all you. I don't know how to do this. Figure it out. I'm too high.
I'm like, really? This is all it is?
And then later, you're like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, you're doing it right. Like that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, no, I'm like, I think.
I'm all with confidence. I've never done that. Yeah, you did. Oh. You're right.
Next thing that we're going to get into, this one's called Hard Share. If you haven't caught this one before, we've got a list of like 30 or 40 questions. And these are like kind of like put you on the spot questions. So we called it Hard Share. And the only rule is every question can be asked only one time. So let's see. We'll get the ball rolling with number... I just saw it. Where was it here? Oh, okay, number 30. What is your most embarrassing vomit story?
Did I tell you? Went bowling with my softball team, mm-hmm. and I had this drink called LA Water.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious, but the next thing I remember was... on being in my friend's front lawn, puking, lying down, puking. So I'm puking on my face, on myself. Like, I can't move, and there's just puke. I don't know how I got there.
And
I was still wearing the bowling shoes. And so I puked so much all over my clothes, all over the front lawn, that her mom called me Pukey Girl. And I was like, shit. Oh, how embarrassing. But yeah, that happened. I did do that. And I have my own bowling shoes. So, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Oh, and then like my teammates picked me up to try and get me in the house. And I kept trying to walk forward. But I kept walking backward. It was the weirdest thing. Like, I had, as much as I was trying to walk forward, I was walking backward. And the guys were like, walk forward. And I'm like, I am, but the body's going that way. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
That reminds me of a drink I had. It was similar to that. It was called Mexico Water. Same kind of ending without all the fun.
Oh, that was fun. Oh.
Well, I'm sure prior to the puking, it was probably fun.
I don't know. Like, who drove my car? Where are my shoes? I have bowling shoes. Well, I don't know.
Sounds like a good time to me.
I remember bowling. And then the next thing I know, I'm on the grass. I don't know what happened. I don't know how I got there, who got me there. I still asked, who drove? And they said that they don't know. And I was like, which one of you guys drove? And Mike was like, I drove your truck. And I was like, what? He goes, and he told me, you were completely functional. He goes, you were laughing. We were joking. Like, you even told me, like, I can't drive because I've been drinking. Can you drive my truck? He goes, you don't remember any of that? I was like, no. What? No.
Nice.
Yeah, my softball team, they said that I was completely functional. That, you know, it was the normal you. And when you got off the car, you lied on the grass and it was over. And I was like...
I remember being so drunk sometimes where you're just kind of holding onto the lawn for dear life. Like, holding so you don't fucking fly off of it because everything is spinning so fast.
Oh, man. I just could not stop throwing up. Like, I just remember... I thought they watered the lawn. No, it was just all that vomit. I thought I was on wet grass, but it was because of me.
Wow.
That's why she called me Pukey Girl. I didn't think it was that bad, but yeah, it was. That's really bad. LA water, huh?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. All right, go for it. Your turn.
Name one of your... Number 8.
Name one of your significant other's annoying habits. Let's see.
Hope I don't get you in trouble.
I mean, it's we're in lockdown right now, so basically anything my significant other does is...
stop breathing. Fuck. Oh, that's true. I totally... See, because my life isn't affected because the same shit. I would think
leaving a trail of clothes everywhere.
She does do that.
Yeah, she just like walks through their house. Oh, I'm gonna change. There goes the shirt. I'm like, yo, the closet's that way. She's like, yeah, I know. That's where I'm going to get the other shirt I'm gonna put on. And then, oh, because I like it cold, like colder. Like I don't like sweating, and she's always freezing. There's like 10,000 jackets scattered all over the house, and she could never find any of them. And she's like, I can't find a jacket. I'm like, you keep going back to the closet. Well, that's where I keep the jackets. I'm like, no, that's not true.
You keep them all over the house.
I feel like Maury. I'm like, the lie detector has determined that was a lie.
Yeah.
And she's in the back going, I don't think this is very funny.
That's not tender.
All right. Okay. Number 7. Who is your dumbest friend?
That was a tough one. I didn't even pick.
The way I generally do it is like, who's getting my nerves right now?
I can't say anybody because ever since I became a mom, I have no friends.
you're like my kid.
Sadly, no, I'd be me. Who's your dumbest friend? Me. The bitch in the mirror.
Because they ask your kid, who's your dumbest friend? He's all...
Friend? my parents? Yeah, he's got two to choose from. Is who's stupider? Shit, I hope I lose that one. Yeah, no, gonna admit this truth. I have no friends. And the friend I do have, I don't consider dumb.
Well, thank you. I wasn't talking about you. Mighty bold fucking assumption.
I know. I was talking about the people outside.
She's like, I was talking about fuck checker, but okay. Fuck, somebody woke up with an ego today. All right, your turn.
Okay, high and mighty. What is the worst news you've ever had to deliver? Number 6.
Ooh. I told my parents I was engaged to my ex-wife.
Oh my god. Drooling. Fucking me. That's fucked up.
Oh. And to top it off, she's older and has kids. Oh, they were loving the shit out of that.
Yeah, I remember.
I think my dad just got up and left the room. He didn't even say anything. He's like, I'm like, where are you going? He just put his hand up.
I'm going to change who's my dumbest kid. I'll be right back. Because you won.
I'm like, where are you going? He fucking yells over his shoulder to change my will.
Because she's going to die first.
He's
marrying that old bitch. He's going to.
He's all of a sudden, your brother's my favorite.
All of a sudden, I've got a stupid kid. So thank God I have 2 more.
All right, let's see.
I'm older than my baby brother, but I don't have kids. I have his.
Okay, what's the most... oh, shit, I just lost the number, too. The question was... What is the dumbest thing you've ever said to your partner during to a partner during sex?
What's the dumbest thing I've ever said? I don't mean to toot my own horn, but nothing. I'm too busy to say anything, really. Got a mouthful of something.
If you're talking, you're doing it wrong.
Wait. We're talking? Huh? Stick your dick in my mouth. Shut up.
One of the dumbest things I ever said was, yeah, sure, I'm down to try stuff. There's got to be a first and last time for everything.
It's the dumbest shit.
And that was it. It ended with... No, you can't stick that there. It doesn't work like that. We're not in prison and you're not bigger than me. Good luck with that. All right.
Yeah, I like nothing. Okay, the dumbest shit I ever said during sex was, yeah, I'll have sex with you. I don't know. Green have sex with that guy? I don't know. No, I can't answer it. As nope, too busy.
One of those Jim Carrey moments, I've had better.
That would be afterwards. No, that's not true, because there's times during you're like, really? Let me show you, please. Just lie down.
This will be a whole lot easier if you just lay back.
Yeah.
Like this one girl, she was like terrible. She just kept screaming, no.
What? Really?
No.
No. Wow.
Oh, no, I can't breathe. What's the point? You shouldn't be talking right now. You're almost out of air. All right, go for it.
huh. Oh, we can't ask the same thing, right?
Right, right. It's one time only.
What's the biggest dick move you've ever pulled? Take your time. I'll wait.
This could be a while.
You're like, hold on. This week? Last time? In 2020. So far in this quarantine year, what's the stickiest move you pulled?
I farted in a tool chest in Home Depot and then closed it and asked one of the dickhead employees to come over and help me.
That's entertainment. No, I don't think it's a dick move. I mean, we don't get much. We don't get to get out except to Home Depot. So, I mean, that's fuck. Johnny tries to shit in the fucking toilets over there. He wants me to take a picture of him in the fucking toilets.
I think it would have been. Oh my god.
I can change it.
I had a friend that I kind of volunteered on behalf of everybody to take one for the team at a party once.
There was this
really big girl there, but all her other friends were hot, and like she had like a SUV, and so like six or seven of them showed up, you know, with fucking Jabba driving, and yeah, it was one of those situations, like fucking you know, somebody had to be fucking solo, and and our boy was it. She was getting bored. Everybody else, it's like in musical chairs. He had the face where the music shuts off and everybody's butts in his seats already, and you panic and you're like, no, no, no. So he looks like that, right? And like, you know, I was nice about it. Like I had, you know, like an arm around this girl, and I turned her just ever so slightly to go like this to that guy and point to
that was yours
and point to the hut and and hey. he does this shit. He's like. like he sees the fucking Titanic sinking. He's like, where's my big door? Where's my big door? No, sorry, fucker. You got asked out.
Oh, man.
And because she was getting ready to leave, and then everybody, all the girls that had to go with her, and so then, like. Everybody just kind of gave him that look, like if they get back on the Millennium Falcon, we're gonna fuck you. We're gonna fuck you up. You know, like. So yeah, that was a dick, but because I could have told him like, hey, you better hurry up and close the deal, otherwise, you're gonna be the fucking Team Blair.
Oh man.
See, that's why I love playing this game. Like, it's one of those things where. Yeah, they are put you on the spot questions, but it brings up like these funny ass memories, like my Star Wars adventure.
That's a way of putting it. Yeah, when you go out, tell them we're gonna play Star Wars, and don't be it, because Jabba's yours.
Yeah, that guy was pissed. There was Han Solo jokes for like the next like year and a half. All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this Friday night. V, it was good to have you back in studio. Hopefully, we get you in here a little bit more often now that we're all locked up and can't go anywhere.
And I still can't do shit. Fuck.
All right, guys. Well, hey, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel coming up pretty soon. We are going to be posting our Tiger King reaction videos, and it's going to be a mix of the cast that are going to be doing this. So don't forget to tune in and catch that. And again, we'll let you know when it's going on. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. And until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.